Good morning.
Good morning. 大家早安。
Well, if you can look, the poinsettias are starting to wilt and die.
我们可以看到这个圣诞红开始慢慢凋谢了。
And we haven't taken the Christmas tree down because probably the youth and I will be taking it down.
那我们看到这个圣诞树也还没有拆掉因为可能是我们的青少年会帮忙把它拆下来。
Many of you are in a new semester.
很多人开始了一个新的学期。
And for most Americans, the holidays are over.
那对大部分美国人来说，那个假期已经结束。
But for people that are Chinese, we still have another celebration coming up.
但对于中国人来说，那还有另外一个节庆我们正在期待着。
Today, we're going to talk about true happiness.
今天呢，我们要来讲的题目是真正的快乐。
And we're going to find out that true happiness is an investment in Him, meaning God, others, and ourselves.
那我们会来讲到，那这个真正的快乐呢，是一种在神、在他人以及在自己身上的一种投资。
Psychologists today say there are three things that make people happy.
那么心理学家呢，他们发现有三样事情能够使我们快乐。
First of all, people need something to do.
首先呢，我们需要有一些事情可以做。
Secondly, people need something to love or to love someone.
那第二呢，每一个人都需要有一些人来爱，或者说一些事情、一些东西来爱。
And also, people need something to look forward to.
而且呢，第三呢，就是每一个人都需要有一些事情能够来期待。
And even though this is from a psychologist's point of view,
虽然这个是从心理学家的观点而来，
and the way we approach that is very differently as Christians. This can carry over to Christianity.
那但是呢，我们基督徒有一个完全不同的观点，但是呢，我们可以借用这样的观点来述说。
This week I was at the Ann Arbor Library with my kids, and we were checking out books, and I was looking at movies.
那个这个礼拜呢，我和我的孩子在Ann Arbor 的图书馆来借书，而且来借录影带。
And I was kind of in the educational area.
那我在那个就是有关教育方那个 的这个书架的前面。
And I saw a video that looked very interesting to me. It was about those who have won the lottery.
那么我看到一个录像带呢。那么我感到很有趣，就是有关于一些曾经中过乐透奖券的人他们的故事。
Now maybe when you're on Highway 94 and you see that big jackpot, you think about what you would do if you won it.
那么你在那个94号公路上，你可以看到一个广告，就说如果说你中了奖的话，你会怎么样？
And you think, if I had all that money, I would be happy.
那我们会想说，如果说我今天中了奖的话，那我一定会很快乐。
Well, I saw this movie, and it was very interesting. It was like a documentary on three different people that won the lottery.
那这个录像带呢，是非常有趣的。那它基本上记录了有三种人，他在中了这个乐透奖券以后他们的所发生的事情。
The first person was a man, and he was the first man in New York to win the largest lottery at that time, which was $5 million. And this was in 1981.
那有第一个人呢，是在纽约的一个人他在1981年中了一个最大的一个乐透奖券，是500万。
And he basically spent it all.
那基本上呢，他将他全部都花光。
Now, granted, it did take him 20 years to do it.
他并不需要花20年来花这些钱。
But as they documented his life, you could see that money did not buy him happiness.
那但是这个录像带呢，记录了他的生命，并不看到说他并没有因为这些钱而感到快乐。
At the time, it made him actually very famous because he was on all kinds of television TV shows.
事实上呢，这些钱让他变得很有名，因为他在很多的那个电视的节目上都出现。
But he ended up being very poor, at least financially.
但是后来他变得很贫穷。
And you could just tell that it bothered him that he had experienced wealth and lost it and couldn't get back to where he was before.
那你可以看到他就说，已经没有办法回到像从前一样那样的光景。
Well, the second group was a group from Minnesota. It was actually a cafeteria ladies that bought lottery tickets together.
那第二组的人呢，是明尼苏达州的一个的一人，他在那个在这个餐厅做事，然后他中了这个乐透的奖券。
And I think they won like $25 million. It was a lot.
How much?
$25 million.
他中了那2500万的乐透奖券。
Now these folks were very different because they were all friends, and the interesting thing was is they stayed at their job working in the cafeteria at a local high school.
那这个女士呢是很有趣的，说她仍然在她的工作，就是在她的那餐厅里面继续做事。
And they would interview the different people, and many of them grew up on farms in the area. Some of them milked cows, and their lives were sometimes not changed a whole lot because of the lottery winnings.
那这些人呢？因为他们大部分都是在这个农场里面做事，挤牛奶啦，或种菜啦这些东西，所以他们的生命并没有因为这样而有太大的改变。
One lady in particular was very interesting to me because she got a refrigerator with an ice maker and a water dispenser.
那么有一位女士呢，她有去，她买了一个冰箱，那有一个制冰器，还有这个那个可以那个就是饮水机在这个冰箱上。
She said that when the man delivered that refrigerator, she cried.
那么她说，当那些工人把这个冰箱运到他们家的时候，她感动的哭了。
She didn't want to travel. She didn't want to go anywhere. She wanted to stay in the same town she was and work at the same place that she worked at.
那她不想要到处旅游，她不想要到任何地方，她只想要留在她原来的地方来做她同样的事情。
And this group of folks were kind of different because they were already happy before they won the lottery, and their lives were just a little bit. I don't know, they were better off materially, but their lives really didn't change so much because of the winnings.
那这些人呢，他们原来就已经过了一个很快乐的生活，所以不会因为这些得到的奖金呢而改变他们的生活太多。
Now the third man was very interesting. He was the first African American man to win, it was $5 million, and it was also from the New York State Lottery.
那么第三个人呢，他事实上是第一个非洲裔的一个美国人，那么他得到了500万的这个奖金。
And he spent his money and even tried to invest it, but people kind of took him for his money. He ended up with nothing, much like the first man.
那他做了很多投资，而且有些人也从他那边把钱拿走，最后呢他跟他从前一样变得没有什么钱。
And this man, to me, was the most interesting because he realized that money did not make him happy.
那么这个人呢，他他了解到那个这些金钱呢，没有办法能够使他得到快乐。
This man was actually a Christian, but not a very strong Christian.
那这个人事实上呢，他是一个基督徒，但是不是一个不是一个很投入的基督徒。
When he was at one of his lowest points, he wanted to find out where is a local African American church.
那么当他在最低潮的时候呢，他想要找一个黑人的教会。
To his surprise, it was just right around the corner, and he went there.
那就在这个转弯角的地方，他找到一个。
He gave his life completely and totally over to the Lord, and he became a pastor.
那么他将他自己完全的来献给神，而成为一个牧师。
And he started serving in the local prison.
那么他开始在这个那个地区的一些监狱里面服侍。
Evangelizing and telling people the good news of Jesus Christ.
那开始就是向那些人来传福音告诉他们有关主耶稣的事情。
And he would tell people, I don't have much financially, but I'm a very, very rich man.
那他会告诉他们说，我不是很有钱的人，但是我不是在经济上很有钱的人，但是我却是一个富人。
And that's because I know Jesus Christ.
因为我认识主耶稣基督。
Let's look at, if you can turn your Bibles to John chapter 14. We're going to cover quite a bit of scripture, so keep your Bibles out.
那请翻到约翰福音第十四章。那么我们会就是读好一些的经文。
I'm going to read quickly through English, and then it'll be translated into Mandarin. Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you. I'm going there to prepare a place for you. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be with where I am. You know the way to the place where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you are going, so how can we know the way? Jesus answered, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you really knew me, you would know my Father as well. From now on, you do not know him and have seen him. You do know him and have seen him. Philip said, Lord, show us the Father. And that will be enough for us. Jesus answered, Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I've been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you are not just my own. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father, and I will do whatever you ask in my name, so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. If you love me, you will obey my command. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever. The Spirit of the truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you before long. The world will not see me anymore. But you will see me, because I live. You also will live. On that day, you will realize that I am in the Father. I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. Whoever has my commands and obeys them, he is the one who loves me. He who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I too will love him and show myself to him. Then Judas said, But Lord, why do you intend to show yourself to us and not to the world? Jesus replied, If anyone loves me, he will obey my teaching. My Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our home with him. He who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me.
约翰福音十四章一到二十四节。你们心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。在我父的家里有许多的住处，若是没有，我早就告诉你们了。我去原来是为你们预备地方。我若去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。我往哪里去，你们知道，那条路你们也知道。多马对他说，主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道那条路呢？ 耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命，若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。你们若认识我，也就认识我的父，从今以后你们认识他，并且已经看见他。腓力对他说，求主将父显给我们看，我们就知足了。耶稣对他说，腓力，我与你们同在这么长久，你还不认识我吗？人看见了我，就是看见了父。你怎么说将父显给我们看呢？我在父里面，父在我里面，你们不信吗？我对你们所说的话不是凭着自己说的，乃是住在我里面的父在他自己他在他乃是住在我里面的父做他自己的事。你们当信我，我在父里面，父也在我里面。既或不信，也当因我所做的事信我。我实实在在的告诉你们，我所做的事信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。你们奉我的名无论求什么，我必成就，叫父因儿子得荣耀。你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。 我要求父，父就另外 赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在，就是真理的圣灵，乃世人不能接受的，因为不见他也不认识他。你们却认识他，因为他常与你们同在，也要在你们里面。我不撇下你们为孤儿，我必到你们这里来。还有不多的时候，世人不再看见我，你们却看见我，因为我活着，你们也要活着。到那日，你们就知道我在父里面，你们在我里面，我也在你们里面。有了我的命令又遵守的，这人就是爱我的，爱我的必蒙我父爱他，我也爱他，并且向他显现。犹大问耶稣说，主啊，为什么要向我们显现，不向世人显现呢？耶稣回答说，人若爱我，就必遵守我的道，我父也必爱他，并且我们要到他那里去，与他同住。不爱我的人就不遵守我的道，你们所听见的道不是我的，乃是差我来之父的道。
I know that was a lot of scripture.
我知道呢，这很多的经文。
Take a deep breath.
深呼吸一下。
But all these will tie in together. And I do believe the reason why we're here today is to study God's word.
我相信我们今天在这个地方就是要来学习神的话语。
So the first point is something to do.
所以第一点呢，我们要来谈到有一些事情我们可以做。
Every Christian needs something to do.
每一个基督徒都需要有一些事可以做。
Now the world goes after things to be happy.
那么这个世界呢，是一直在追求那个可以使我们高兴的事情。
Now here are some things that are good that we can do.
那以下呢是一些事情我们可以做。
Sometimes, maybe you've enjoyed being with friends, over Christmas or New Year's or soon to be the Chinese New Year.
那也我想我们在中间的人都很高兴就是来享受这个圣诞节还有新年这段时间。
Maybe you enjoyed or will enjoy talking to your brother and sister in Christ here today.
也许 你也会很喜欢来跟弟兄姐妹交通。
And these things are good.
这些事都是很好的。
Maybe it's spending some time with your kids.
也许呢你也喜欢花一些时间在你的孩子身上。
Now, I have a little difficulty because I have 5 kids and spending quality time with each of them is very difficult.
那我是有一些困难的，因为我有5个孩子，要花在他们身上每一个身上一些时间是很困难的。
But yesterday I got to take my 4th child, Stephen Paul, out for something new.
那么，但是昨天呢，我带了我的第4个孩子Stephen Paul来做了一件很特别的事情。
We went to archery class.
我们去参加了那个射箭的课程。
Now, I knew nothing about archery.
我对这个射箭一窍不通。
Stephen Paul knew nothing about archery.
那么我的儿子Stephen Paul 也是对这个毫就是完全不了解。
And it was kind of scary, you know, walking in this archery place that we didn't know what we were doing and what to do.
那么事实上走进那个射箭场的时候是有点感到害怕的，因为我们不知道我们该做什么。
So the teacher starts to tell us all the different parts of the bow.
那么所以这个老师就开始来告诉我们这个弓还有箭它这个不同的部分来介绍这个弓和箭。
And there was all these new definitions we didn't know.
那有许多的这个名词啊定义我们并不晓得。
And Steve and Paul was scared to death.
那么 Steve Paul 呢他真是吓得要死。
He was at the point of tears.
他到一个地步呢他几乎要哭了。
And I said, don't worry, Stephen, I'm going to be right there with you.
那他告诉Steve Paul 说不要害怕我会跟你在一起。
So he got his arrows.
所以他拿着他的箭。
And he got his little side pouch to hold all his arrows in.
还有一个箭袋。
And he got this cool wrist thing for when you pull the arrow back, it protects your arm.
而且有一个保护手的一个装置。
And he got his bow.
那他拉开他的弓。
And so finally he lined up and he pulled it back and there was a man to make sure that he understood everything right and he pulled back the bow and it shot and hit the target.
后来他就是把这弓拉开那么在这个教练的指导之下那么他放开这个箭然后射中了目标。
But it didn't go in the little middle part.
但是呢没有射中靶心。
It kind of went all around.
而是到处都是。
And pretty soon, he went from shooting it, from about maybe to the soundboard here, from this point, to shooting it past the building to another target.
那么他刚开始的时候只能射到教堂的后面这个墙壁这个地方，但是之后呢，他就可以射得更远。
And then afterwards, we went to McDonald's and he wanted a happy meal.
那后来我们到麦当劳呢，他要一个快乐餐。
And he got the special toy inside.
而且他得到一个小小一个特别的礼物。
See, when we normally go to McDonald's, he doesn't get a Happy Meal because I have to buy for 7 people.
那他到那边他很高兴，因为他那个Steve 不需要买七个。
So Happy Meals are a big deal.
所以这个儿童快乐餐呢，对他来说是一件很大的事情。
So we went home and his little brother Levi, who's 6, saw, you know, his prize.
所以回家以后呢那他的弟弟 Levi 看见他的那个礼物。
And he said, Dad, did you get me a happy meal?
所以他问说爸爸你会给我一个快乐餐吗？
And I said, sorry, Levi, I didn't get you a happy meal.
那我对他说抱歉我没有买一个快乐餐给你。
But I said, next time you're going to go with me to archery and we're going to let you do the archery too.
他说下一次呢我会带你去这个射箭场那是该你学习射箭。
See, those things are fun and enjoyable to spend time with your kids. Those are things from the Lord.
这些事情呢就是跟孩子在一起那个的时间是很快乐的。
Now I also yesterday did something that wasn't so fun.
但是昨天呢去有一些事情并不是很有趣。
But I thought, it's kind of warm outside, we need to clean out the garage, I'll have the whole family help me and we'll have a lot of fun.
那昨天呢因为天气很温暖所以我们全家人到这个车库里面去整理车库。
Now, like a good father, I started instructing everybody what to do.
那就像一个好父亲一样，那我开始来告诉孩子们该怎么做。
And some of my teenagers weren't working as fast as I really wanted them to.
那么有一些的青少年的孩子呢，他们并不是照着他所期待的，就是说做的那样的快。
So we got the garage done, but I thought, why don't we do some leaf raking? Let's clean up the lawn too while we're at it.
那么他就说，那 要不要我们就是到后院去扫落叶？
Well, unfortunately, I don't get happier and happier as I do more work and work with my family.
但是呢，不幸的是，我并不会因为在做这些事情的时候会感到越来越高兴。
I got more and more frustrated.
我越来越感到失望。
But when it was all said and done, the yard and the garage was pretty clean.
但是呢，做完之后，那个车库还有后院就变得很干净。
But when I talked to Stephen yesterday, he said, "Dad, you yelled a lot."
但昨天他跟Steve 讲的时候 ，Steve 跟他说爸爸，你昨天常常一直在大叫。
Now, are there things in the world that people do to have fun or to make them happy? And they're very different than the things that Christians should be going after.
那这个世界上让人觉得快乐的事情呢，是跟基督徒得到是完全不同的。
Many people are getting high today.
很多人呢，他们会感到非常的兴奋。
They're on some kind of drug.
他们也许就是说在吃一些毒品。
Some people are happy when they gossip about other people.
那有些人呢，在背后说别人闲话的时候会感到快乐。
Some people are happy when they're partying.
那有些人在参加派对的时候会感到高兴。
These aren't the parties that we bring the potlucks to. These are the world parties.
那这些派对呢，就是像我们就带菜来哈，那一起在一起的这种派对。
Some people are happy when they're gambling.
有些人在赌博的时候会觉得快乐。
Some people are happy when they're in control or they have power over others.
那有些人呢，他有那样对别人有这样控制权的时候，他会觉得快乐。
Some people are happy when they purchase items.When they shop.
那有些人在购物的时候会感到快乐。
The problem is those things don't last.
但是问题是这样的快乐并不会持久。
The high wears off.
那这种兴奋呢会慢慢消退。
The party is eventually over.
那这个派对呢总要结束的。
And the things we purchase don't look so neat anymore.
那么我们所买的这些东西呢事实上看起来并不是那么需要。
None of these things can satisfy the soul.
那没有任何这样的事情呢，可以满足我们的心灵。
Jesus Christ is the only one that can give us true happiness.
那么主耶稣呢，是唯一能够满足我们心灵的人。
Now, as Christians, we know this, but sometimes we live much like the world does.
那我们基督徒我们知道这一点，但是呢？常常我们所活出来的却 是不一样。
In verse 1, it says, Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me.
那第一节说到，你们不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。
Apart from Christ, no one can find true joy, true happiness.
那么除了认识主耶稣之外，我们没有办法来找到真正的快乐和喜乐。
We must have our confidence and our faith in Jesus Christ as our Savior.
我们必须来信靠主耶稣成为我们的主和我们的救主。
The woman at the well in John 4 had done a lot of bad things in her life.
那么在约翰福音第四章中那个这个井旁的妇人呢，她做了许多不好的事情。
She was married 5 times.
她结过五次婚。
At the present time, she was living in adultery. She wasn't even married to the man she was with.
那么在那个时候呢，她活在一个淫乱的生活里面，而且她并没有跟那个最后这个男的结婚。
But then Jesus showed up.
但是当主耶稣出现的时候
，and he gave her living water.
他给她活水。
Water where she would never thirst again.
那么这些活水呢，让她不再感到饥渴。
We see the prodigal son in Luke 15.
我们在路加福音第十五章这浪子的故事中
，He had done a lot of things where the world would put their stamp of approval on.
那他做了许多事情 是这个世界所称许的。
He did a lot of crazy and wild things.
他做了很多很多放荡的事情。
I'm sure he partied and was with lots of women.
我相信他常常在宴乐，而且也贪爱女色。
But when the money ran out, he was unhappy.
但是当钱都花光的时候，他并没有得到快乐。
He was in a pig pen, and he was unhappy and very dissatisfied.
他呢，他却最后在这个猪圈里面，他并没有感到快乐或得到满足。
His basic needs weren't even being met as he was hungry.
那他最基本的需要并没有得到满足。
But he went to his father, and his father had open arms for him.
但是呢，他回到他父亲的面前，那么父亲的接待他。
Now the father could have easily thrown his son out.
那这个父亲呢，是其实是可以将他赶出去的。
He had shamed his family.
因为他羞辱了他们的家。
He had spent all of his inheritance.
他也花光了他属于他自己的产业。
And the world would have said, "Yeah, you should kick that son out."
所以照世界的标准来说，这个儿子需要被赶出去的。
But he didn't. He rescued him with open arms.
但是这个父亲呢，并没有这样做，他却张开他的手臂来欢迎他。
And this is a good picture of God's love toward us.
那这就是一个父神的爱的一个很好的图画。
Peter was a fisherman, and he was very busy doing his job.
那彼得呢，他是一个渔夫他很忙碌的在做他自己的事情。
And then Jesus showed up.
当主耶稣出现的时候
，and he left what he was doing and he followed Jesus.
那他撇下他所做的，跟随主耶稣。
And he found true satisfaction.
而他得到了真正的满足。
He didn't look back. He took action.
他并不后悔，而且他采取了行动。
Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one can come to the Father but by Him.
主耶稣是道路、真理、生命。若不借着他，没有人能够到父那里去。
Without Him, we'll serve some other master.
那如果说没有主耶稣的话，我们就会去侍奉其他的东西。
Maybe that's work. Maybe that's money. Maybe your spouse, your kids, or yourself.
也许那些是金钱，或你的配偶，或你的孩子，或你自己。
Verse 12 says, I tell you the truth, anyone who has faith in me will do what I have been doing. He will do even greater things than these because I am going to the Father.
那第二节说到，我实实在在的告诉你们，我所做的事，信我的人也要做，并且要做比这更大的事，因为我往父那里去。
See, after we come to know Jesus, the story is not over.
你知道吗？当我们来认识主耶稣之后，这个故事还没有结束。
That's when we need to get busy.
这是我们需要更加忙碌的时候。
It's not to gain his acceptance or his approval.
并不是要来因为这样子而得到他的接纳或者是赞许。
But we get busy for the Lord because we love him.
但是我们为主耶稣忙碌是因为我们爱他。
See, when we came to know Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we gave over our life and we submitted our will to His.
那么当我们接受认识主耶稣之后，我们将我们的生命奉献给他，而且来照他的旨意行。
See, we have been blessed and have the privilege to be servants, ambassador of the King and King and Lord of Lords.
我们有这样的特权。能够成为一个万王之王、万主之主的仆人以及使者。
There's no greater honor.
没有比这更大的荣耀。
Now many of us make excuses in our life, and we say, "Well, you know, I'm just too busy."
那有些人呢，他会找这样的借口说，哇，我实在是太忙碌了。
Maybe we say we're too old.
也许我会说，我实在太老了。
Maybe we're not physically able to do the things that we used to do.
也许我们会觉得说我身体不行了，所以我不太能够做一些事情。
If you've ever gone through the book of Experiencing God by Blackaby, there's a great story about a woman.
那么如果说你看过这个不再一样这本书的那个的时候，那么其中有个故事是讲到一个妇人。
She was physically unable to go to church most of the time.
那她呢她身体上呢她是没有办法每个礼拜去教会的。
But she was a prayer warrior. Prayer warrior.
Okay. 但是她呢却是一个代祷的勇士。
See, she would bend her knees and pray for the lost that didn't know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior.
那她常常跪下来祷告，为那些失丧的人灵魂祷告。
And I believe over 100 people came to know the Lord because of her prayer.
那么大概有超过100个人信主是因为她的祷告的原因。
And there was an excerpt in the book about her asking the pastor, "Did so and so come and accept Jesus as their Lord and Savior today?"
那她竟然问那个她的牧师说，那个某某某他有没有来到教会来接受主耶稣呢？
And she said, and he was amazed. And she said, yes, he did come to the Lord. And she felt it in her spirit that he came to know Jesus.
所以当他听到说呀，那个人他的确是接受主耶稣的时候，他会感到很高兴。
See, we can't make excuses for being busy at work for the Lord.
我们不能找借口说我们太忙了，以至于我们不能服侍神。
All of us can pray.
我们所有人都可以祷告。
And many of us are physically capable of doing much more.
那许多人呢其实在身体上各方面都是可以能够来为主做的更多。
Maybe we need to disciple others.
也许我们要来门徒造就其他的人。
And maybe we need to be discipled and ask someone, would you mind mentoring me?Because I want to grow as a Christian and I see something great in you.
那么也许我们要请别人来造就我们，然后告诉他说你可不可以来造就我，因为我在你身上看到一些不一样的。
If you're a parent, that means nurturing your children.
那么如果你是父母亲的话，那么那这代表说你如何来教养你的孩童。
We need to look past the education, the food, the shelter.
我们必须要超过只是单单的就是在教育上面，在食物上面，在住处上面来供应孩子。
We need to go after spiritual nourishment.
我们要进一步的来有这样一个属灵的供应。
And I think dads need to take a more active role in the family as being godly men and leaders.
我相信做父亲的必须要成为一个更积极的角色，来成为一个属神的人。
Dads, your kids need you to be reading the scripture to them.
你的孩子需要你来读圣经给他们听。
They need to see that it's the most important thing to you.
他们必须要看到圣经神的话是对他们来说是最重要的事情。
Now, I know moms do this a lot of times naturally.
我知道做母亲的很多时候是很自然的就会这样做。
And I know a lot of times as a dad myself, we can get busy doing things.
我知道做父亲的很多时候我们就会忙碌于某件事情。
And it's hard to sit down with our families at night and feed them the word of God.
那很难就是在一天结束之后能够坐下来来就是供应你的孩子就是神的话语。
But not just give them the word of God, but spend time with our children, getting to know them, having a relationship with them.
那么不只是供应他们神的话语，而且是花时间跟他们建立关系。
See, working for the Lord is not a burden, it is a blessing.
那么侍奉神呢不是一个重担，而是一个祝福。
And if it feels like a burden, then we need to ask the Holy Spirit to help us to love the work that He has before us.
那么如果说我们成为重担的话，我们需要求神来帮助我们。
verses 13 to 14, and I will do whatever you ask in my name so that the Son may bring glory to the Father. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it.
那么第十三到十四节，你们奉我的名无论求什么，我就必成就，叫父因儿子得荣耀。你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。
See, we have this wonderful privilege as Christians. We have the Holy Spirit.
我们真的是我们得到圣灵在我们里面，真的是一个何等特别的殊荣。
And all of you are big time lottery winners.
对你们每一个人来说呢，都是一个中大奖的人。
You have a bank that you can't spend all the money you have.
那你有一个银行呢，你可以花里面所有的钱。
See, there's so much that the Spirit gives us, but we don't go to the Spirit to draw it out.
那么事实上呢，圣灵给我们许多的东西，但我们很少到他那里面去来向他求。
There was a time this week that I got in a little argument with my wife.
那这个礼拜呢，我跟我的太太有一些争吵。
Now I know you guys find that just hard to believe.
对你来说，也许你们很难相信。
But sometimes I'm not as lovable as I look.
但是，有时候我并不是看起来的那么样可爱。
Well, this was a time where if I was wrong or right, it didn't matter.
但在这个时候，事实上。我到底是对或错并不是很重要。
But this is a time I went to the well and I went to my bank account and I made a withdrawal.
那但这次呢，我到我的那个银行账户去领了一些钱。
And I asked the Lord to help me because I need to love this woman that you've given me.
那么我必须要向神求说主啊，求你让我能够爱这位你所赐给我的女人。
Not because she's unlovable, but at the moment I wasn't feeling love.
那并不是因为她很可爱，那我会喜欢爱她。
And if you've been married very long, you realize those loving feelings always aren't there.
如果说你结婚够久的话，你会知道我在讲什么。
But I was overwhelmed with the Spirit of God that He gave me so much love that I didn't even know what to do with it.
那么我经历到圣灵给我何等大的爱，甚至我不知道该做什么。
Well, I didn't know that I would give it to my wife.
我只要说要给我的太太。
And I was able to do that.
那我可以这样做。
And I was able to know that it didn't come from me, but it came from our Heavenly Father up above.
我知道这些爱不是从我而来，而是从天上的父神那边而来。
But I had to go ask for it.
但我必须要到他面前去祈求。
I had to go make a withdrawal from my bank.
我必须要到我的银行账户去领取。
The bank that never runs dry.
而这个账户呢，永远不会被领空。
See, He provides everything we need.
那么他有我们所需要的一切。
Verse 15, if you love me, you will obey what I command.
第十五节，你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。
See, God's given us many commands.
主耶稣给我们了许多的命令。
He's told us to live holy lives.
他要我们过一个圣洁的生活。
To not forsake the assembling of ourselves together.
那要我们不要停止聚会。
He's told us to preach the gospel everywhere.
他要我们向万民传福音。
He's encouraged us to love each other and to do good works.
他要激励我们，要我们彼此激励去爱人以及做善工。
He's told us to build up one another.
他要我们能够彼此建造。
He's told us to glorify Him.
他要我们去荣耀他。
To be happy, we must have something to do.
那么要得到快乐的话，我们必须要做一些事情。
We need to be praying, we need to be witnessing, we need to be attending church.
我们必须要祷告，我们必须要做见证，我们必须要去教会。
Not because we have to, because we get to.
并不是我们必须要这样做，而是我们需要这样做。
Point two, someone to love.
第二点就是有一些人可以爱。
I'm going to just read verse 15 and 16. If you love me, you will obey what I command, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor to be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you.
15-16节，你们若爱我，就必遵守我的命令。我要求父，父就另外赐给你们一位保惠师，叫他永远与你们同在。
See, not only does everyone need something to do, but we need to be loved and we need to love others.
我们每个人不只是需要有一些事可以做，而且我们需要有一些人我们可以爱。
And if you're not married, that doesn't always mean that you need a spouse.
那如果你还没有结婚的话，并不表示说你一定要有一个配偶。
There's a lot of people that we can give love to.
那有许多的人我们可以去爱。
I was hoping to give some pictures today of the families that we touch with the angel tree gifts.
那我真希望说我可以有一些照片是关于那些那个 angel tree 这个事工的那些那些家庭。
We touch 22 children.
我们就是 22. 我们接触了这个22个家庭。
Four families.
四个家庭，对不起。
In all these families, there was one mother raising all these kids.
那有一个家庭呢，是一个母亲来养育他所有的孩子。
The average family size was 7, with one adult in charge of all 5 or 6 kids.
那他们平均呢，大概有差不多每个家庭有七个孩子，那么只有一个大人在抚养他们。
And I wish you could have been there to experience going in their home.
那我真希望说你能够去亲身体验，来到他们家里去。
But you did experience it because you brought gifts for these children.
但是呢，你们的确是经历到了，因为你们将礼物带给这些家庭。
These were people with broken lives and broken homes.
那么这些人呢，他们真是有一个破碎的家庭，还有破碎的的关系。
And they need Jesus Christ.
那他们需要主耶稣基督。
And we have something to give more than gifts.
那么我们有超过这个，我们所以可以给他们礼物我们可以给他们更多。
See, the world chases after things.
那么这世界呢，在追求一些事情，一些事物。
And it's hard to believe most of these people only lived 3 to 5 miles from here.
那么很难想象，这些穷困的家庭呢，只有3到5个英里的距离距离我们这个教会。
Now, if you haven't been in people's homes that don't have much, It's sometimes very humbling to be there.
那么如果说你没有这样的经验到这些穷困人家里的话，那么事实上这是一个很能够让我们谦卑的一个经验。
One of the families just, I don't know, some people touch you more than others, but one family in particular, I brought the gifts over. They didn't have a Christmas tree. They didn't have much of anything.
那么有一个家庭呢，特别是有一个家庭呢，当我们去的时候，发觉他们并没有圣诞树，而且他们的物质也很缺乏。
And they were so happy to get those gifts.
他们当他们得到这些礼物的时候，他们觉得很高兴。
And the sister, you know, they didn't have any transportation, and she asked if I could give her a ride over to McDonald's.
那么这个姐姐呢，她没有交通工具，所以她请求这个牧师看可不可以给她一个，就是可以载她去那个麦当劳。
And I told her I can give you a ride there, but I'll have to give you a ride back.
那么牧师说我不只要载你去麦当劳，我还要把你带回来。
And you might thought, well, maybe she was trying to get free food.
他想说也许他可以得到不用钱的食物。
But she ordered the minimum amount. It came up to be $6.
那么他 在麦当劳呢只点了这个最小的一个餐点就是只花了六块钱。
And so I paid for food. I said, no, I'm going to pay for it. And I took her back. But while we were driving, we got to talk a little bit.
那么所以我为她付了钱那在回家的路上我跟她谈话。
And she told me how her sister, who was raising these kids, her kids, have gone to relationship to relationship, and you could tell that she was looking for love.
那她提到她的姐姐，就是说，就是在一些的关系里面，你可以发觉说他们正在寻找那样的一个爱。
But the love she was after wasn't found in a man.
那么，但是这个爱呢，却是从一个男人身上得到。
My time was limited, but I hope to spend some more time with these families.
那么我时间很有限，但是我的确希望说我能够花更多时间在他们身上。
Our love for God produces obedience.
那么我们对神的爱呢，来带出顺服。
You know, sometimes we just need to get focused in our life. Maybe a way for you to get focused is something I do is I like to exercise in the morning.And kind of clear my mind.
那也许我们呢都会做一些不同的事情，但是对我来说，我喜欢，那个在我运动的时候，早晨做一些运动。
And what's cool now? I got one of these cool gadgets. I'm kind of slow to understand how they work, but I got this iPhone gadget.
那么也许我对这个高科技并不是很追求，但是呢，我有一个 iPhone。
And the cool thing is, while I'm exercising, I can actually listen to the Bible.
那很酷的事情是当我在运动的时候呢，我可以一边听圣经。
And I can pray, and I can get focused on what's important.
那我可以祷告，我可以专注在那些重要的事情上。
You guys need to take a little time for yourselves every day.
那么我们每个人都需要花一些时间在我们自己的身上。
Maybe you can do that in 15 minutes, 30 minutes, or an hour.
也许你可以做15分钟、20分钟或半个小时。
But I bet what you'll find is as you spend time with the Lord, it will become richer and richer.
但是你会发现，当你花时间在主耶稣身上的时候，你会觉得越来越丰富。
And you won't have to make time, you'll create time as you will want to spend time getting ready for the day, but spending time with the Lord.
但是呢，你需要从这当中来找出时间来花时间在神的身上。
You know, it's important that we plan out our lives.
我相信很重要，就是我们需要对我们的生活有一些计划。
But the key words is with the Lord.
但是呢，最重要的字就是与神同在。
So you don't need to always plan out 5-10 years from now. You need to start with just today.
那也许我们不需要来计划五年、十年以后会怎么样，但是我们需要计划今天。
See, during those quiet times with God, He can help you focus in on your kids and your wife and your relationship with Him.
那么当我们花时间在神身上的时候呢，我们就能够来专注在我们的孩子、我们的配偶以及在神的关系上面。
So we need to have time to clear our minds of all the stuff that runs through our minds all the time.
那所以我们可以来清除许多在我们脑海里面这些繁杂的事情。
See, we show Christ how much we love Him by how much we obey Him.
事实上呢，我们是以我们对神有多顺服来表达我们对他的爱有多少。
Jesus says over and over again in these verses that those that truly love Him live according to His will.
那么主耶稣一再的强调说，那些爱他的人呢，是愿意遵守他诫命的人。
They love Him because they surrender their will and their lives to Him.
他们爱他，因为他们愿意来降服在他的旨意底下。
God's love for us produces comfort and communion.
那么神的爱呢？带出对我们的这些安慰以及联合。
He gives us the Holy Spirit.
他给我们圣灵。
And that goes back to what I talked about your bank account, about your well. It's so full that you can't draw You can never draw it out. It will never run dry.
这就回到我刚刚所讲的一个银行的账户或是一个井，那你永远不会将里面的东西来抽干。
We also need things to look forward to. Point three.
第三点，我们也需要有一些事情来期待。
See, as you were little kids, you always looked forward to certain things. Maybe you're on a trip driving, and Dad was driving to a destination. You said, "How much further, Dad?" Because you were so excited about where you're going.
那当你要去某一个地方的时候，在小孩子们总会非常的兴奋有一些期待，说我们什么时候才会到呢？
See, we have something very, very wonderful to look forward to, don't we?
那么我们是不是有很奇妙很美妙的事情那可以期待呢？
In verse 2, in my father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you, I am going there to prepare a place for you.
第二节说到，在我父家里有许多的住处，若是没有，我就早已告诉你们了，我去原是为你们预备地方。
Can you believe it?We have a place that's being built for us after we die.
你可以相信吗？你可以相信吗？我们有一些住处在我们死后已经为我们为我们建造了。
And it's prepared by God Himself for us.
而且呢，是神亲手为我们所预备的。
A place where there's no sickness, no pain, no sin, and no tears.
那么是一个地方，那个地方呢？没有疾病，没有痛苦，没有罪恶，也没有眼泪。
In verse 3 it says, And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you also may be where I am.
那第三节说到，我若去为你们预备的地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去。我在哪里，叫你们也在哪里。
See, he's gone away to prepare a place. He himself will come again to receive us.
那么主耶稣已经去为我们预备地方，他还要再来将我们接到那个地方。
Where he is, one day we can be.
那么他所在的地方呢，有一天我们也会在那里。
Do you really want to be truly happy?
你真的想要得到真正的快乐吗？
Well, it's going to take some action.
那么需要有一些行动。
Yeah, you can take your Christian walk and not do anything with it.
你可以成为一个基督徒，但是你可能什么事情都没有做。
But you're going to make a great mistake.
但是呢，这却是一个很大的错误。
See, God gave you the Holy Spirit.
你知道吗？神给你了圣灵。
To empower you to do great things.
让你可以做伟大的事情。
And maybe that great thing is that you pray for someone that doesn't know Christ.
也许这个伟大的事情是你可以为一些还没有认识主的人来祷告。
You might not even know that they come to Christ someday.
你甚至不知道说他们是否在某一天的时候会来到主耶稣面前来接受他。
Until much, much later when you're in heaven.
甚至在很久以后，甚至我们到天堂去以后。
Your life needs to make an impact.
你的生命必须要有一个影响力。
And that's going to come through obedience.
那必须要透过我们的顺服。
That means that you need to take an active part in your relationship with your wife, your spouse.
那也就是说，你必须要在你与你的妻子、你的孩子的关系上，你要有一个更积极的角色。
With your kids and your family.
跟你的孩子、跟你的家庭。
If you were goto one of your kids and ask them, what is the most important thing that I do in life and what you've taught them?
那如果说我们来问我们的孩子，什么事是你们生命中最重要的事呢？
Would it be to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind?
那答案会是就是尽心尽意爱主你的神吗？
If it's anything else, then we need to be ashamedNot today, not later after we go to heaven, but we need to be ashamed today and we need to make a change that our kids know that the most important things that they can be is God's servant.
那么如果说答案不是这个的话，那么我们真的 会感到羞愧，这个羞愧不是在有一天我们到天堂去以后，而是今天我们就要感到羞愧。那
We need to humble ourselves.
我们必须要谦卑我们自己。
And the greatest thing is, when we do those things, we're going to really live.
所以重要的是当我们这样做的时候，我们就是真的是活着的。
I don't know about you, but I don't want to live a complacent life.
我不知道你怎么样，但是我不希望哈来浪费我的生命。
I want to feel a life full of the Holy Spirit.
我希望过一个那充满圣灵的生命。
But a lot of times I get in the way of that.
但是很多时候我却妥协了。
And we all do.
我们都是这样子。
But let us get back to the Lord today.
但是让我们今天重新回到神的面前。
Trust in the Lord as your Savior and get busy for Him.
那信靠神，那为他而忙碌。
Find someone to love.
寻找那些你可以爱的人。
With all your heart, soul, and mind.
尽你的心，尽意，尽力去爱。
That someone is Jesus.
那个人就是主耶稣。
And love your neighbor as yourself.
那爱人如己。
And find something to look forward to.
而且呢，来找到一个你可以期待的事情。
Because we can look forward to Christ's return and us being with Him one day.
因为我们可以期待主耶稣的再来，并且永远期待永远与他同在。
Bow your heads with me, please.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day you've given us.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你给我们的话语。
And if we were to face you today, I think we would be maybe ashamed.
如果今天当我们要来面对你的时候，那我们也许会感到羞愧。
Lord, I pray that you will humble us.
主啊，我们求你来使我们谦卑。
That you will help us to see the ways that we've gone the wrong way.
让我们来看到我们所走错的路的地方。
Lord, we need your help.
主啊，我们需要你的帮助。
We can't do it in the flesh.
我们不能靠着我们肉体来做。
Lord, I pray that we would go to that bank of abundance through the Holy Spirit to make withdrawals regularly.
主啊，帮助我们能够常常到那个圣灵那里那个丰盛的源头来常常到那里来支取。
Not just daily, but hourly.
不是只是每天，而是每个小时。
And when we ask it in your name, you give it to us.
当我们奉着你的名来祈求的时候，求你来赐给我们。
And that doesn't mean material possessions, material things.
这并不表示代表说那些物质的东西。
But the things of you.
而是属于你的。
Lord, if we don't know you as our Lord and Savior, I pray that we would submit our lives to you.
主啊，若是我们今天还不认识你的话，我们祈求你让我们自己今天能够降服在你面前。
And that we would be bold enough to take action.
而且我们能够大胆的来踏出一步。
That we would talk to a deacon or myself or a pastor and share that we want to come to know Jesus as our Lord and Savior.
而且能够来跟执事、牧师同工来说我愿意接受你成为的救主。
Give us the strength to do it.
给我们这样的力量能够来这样做。
In Jesus' name, Amen.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告 ，Amen.